I'm James, and this is The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside, where we'll dive deep into the dark world of dance and come up on the bright side. Oh, that's terrible. Hey everybody, welcome to The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside. This is, yes, you guessed it, James. And I am here with ABT principals Isabella Boylston and Stella Abrera. They are the Ellas. Say hello, girls.
Hi, everyone.
Sorry, women.
Yes, please.
So this is episode 4, and this is the first interview that I'm doing, so I'm really happy to not be talking to myself in my bedroom right now. I am here with the Ellas from my dressing room at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City at Lincoln Center, and we're here for 8 weeks performing with ABT and doing literally all the ballets that there ever were. And yeah, so we're here for 8 weeks in my smelly dressing room. Yawns. So I want to start with Stella, and you know, feel free to chime in, Bella, but don't.
See.
So can you just give us like a, you know, like the thing that everyone always asks, like your name, like where you're from and stuff like that, you know, all that boring stuff. Just get it out of the way.
Stella Brera is my name, and I'm from Pasadena, California.
Excellent. And if I am correct, you have some Filipino background.
This is true. I am of Filipino heritage.
Work queen. all right. So, do you have a family? Like, do you have brothers and sisters?
I don't have children, no. Oh, do I have a family? Yes, my parents still live in LA. Uh-huh. So that's super fun because we get to tour there a lot, and that's great when we get to go there. I have 3 sisters and a brother. And I'm the youngest.
There it is.
I was a mistake.
A good
beautiful
one.
Mistake.
OMG. Totally
best mistake. I bet your like siblings are like, damn it. We fucked up. sorry, guys. I bet you're awesome. So speaking of going to LA, we're going to LA this summer after the Met season. So if you live in LA and you're a listener of the Stage Right Side, go to abt.org and purchase tickets to my show. All of my shows.
I think he meant to say my show.
And mine, because I'm from LA.
Yeah, well, your show's going to be sold out anyway, hometown girl. So your parents are still together?
They are, yes.
And they've been together for...
Like, they got married in 1960.
Good God.
So, 56?
I can't even stand myself for 31 years.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
That's insane. And what do they do?
My dad's retired. He was a civil engineer, which meant we got to travel all over the world, basically, which was really awesome. Because he was always working on like different water projects, so we would like go to different coastal cities like San Diego or Sydney, Australia. So that was
San Diego
cool.
And Sydney.
Uh-huh.
They're different.
They are different.
Cool. And so this is your first Met season as a principal, correct?
Yes, it is my 21st Met season as an ABT member. And my
that's
very
1936?
Familiar.
Joined in 36? JK, LOL.
Oh my God, OMG.
So, can you explain to me just like what happened? Like, how did what's going on? I'm like,
there
20 years later, they were like,
together.
Here, now you're a principal. Like,
it's bonkers.
Like, what do you feel like was the catalyst? Get real, girl. Go in.
I totally just, I think last year, I was just like, fuck it, let's just go for broke. Anytime I went on stage, I just went for it, like harder and like with more gusto, with more like soul than I ever had before. Just because I thought, why not? Like, it's such a fleeting career.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, my 20th that season. So I was like, why not just go for it? And then I guess it ended up being a good thing that the boss, like,
really registered what was going on.
He recognized, I don't know, he, what's the word? Rewarded it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Saw that.
But it wasn't
badass.
Even, I wasn't even like,
going
that,
for
that
it.
Wasn't
like
my
that
wasn't my goal.
Yeah.
My goal was just to go for it. It wasn't to like reach an end.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know,
that is, that's really,
really inspiring.
Really, yeah,
I
it really
feel like
is.
There's a lot to that actually.
And I don't know, that just would be a nice place to start mentally, you know what I mean?
Like, totally. I had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Right.
At that point last year, it was just like, I'm not gonna be promoted. So why shouldn't I just like
live?
Like, yeah, live my life and risk it all, because really there wasn't anything to risk other than like not doing my absolute best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my favorite phrases is why not?
Why not?
Why not?
It can be applied to so many things.
This is so true.
And it can lead to a lot of bad choices, but you know. That's cool. So what principal roles are you doing this season? Like, what's on your menu?
Well,
I think I know one.
One that I'm really excited about is with James Whiteside.
Who's that?
That thought.
And that's La Femme Garde, which I love. And it's such a charming, sweet, beautiful ballet by Ashton. And we get to play lovers.
Oh my God.
So fun.
I love girls.
James loves me and I'm a girl. It's just, it's epic.
Dreamy.
Another highlight for me would be The Sleeping Beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who's your partner for that?
Marcelo Gomez.
Oh, her?
A very dear friend. Yes.
He's mage. Sorry, I'm just like futzing around with my notebook here. So is there anything like your one role that you're the most excited for?
I would say those two. Ones.
Yeah, uh-huh. Totes. Okay, next subject is you started a charity organization. Can you just like blab about that for a sec?
Sure. So I got an invitation to dance in Manila, mm-hmm. Philippines. Another time that you and I danced together.
We did, though. We did Jizzle.
We did Jizzle.
That's Giselle. can I just interject a story?
Yes.
So when Kevin McKenzie, the artistic director of American Ballet Theatre, was coaching me on Albrecht for Giselle, I did my ABT debut of Albrecht with Isabella, who did her debut of Jizz. It was really
first
fun, whatever.
Time for everything.
But
why not?
There's a moment where she is like ghosting about in act two, and she sort of goes from one wing to the other and runs out. And I have this moment of run around the stage and like, where is she? Come back, girl. And so there's this moment where he told me to place my hand to my mouth and like mime that I was yelling her name. But he in rehearsal, he would always say her name, but he pronounces it like this. Giselle! and it became
Giselle!
An inspiring yet running joke that Bella and I appreciated over time. Wonderful coach, don't get me wrong, loved it. XOXO. So, in the Philippines, go on then.
Okay, so got the invitation to go, so excited, and then, like, a month later, that horrible, gigantic, super typhoon Haiyan hit and like completely obliterated the central Philippines. And so I thought, well, I'm going over there next year. I need to go over there and not just perform Giselle. I need to like do some good for some people.
Stella's also a superhero.
I'm not a superhero.
She is.
But I wanted to do some good, and I partnered up with Operation USA, and they helped me find a project to raise money for, and I helped, and both people here in this room, Isabella and James, contributed to this fund to
rebuild an elementary school in Giwan. And when we went to the Philippines the following year, right before the performance, I took a weekend and went to the school that was in the process of being constructed. And all these little kids, I would say 35 little kids, came and greeted me and thanked me. And I just about cried my eyeballs out because it was so cute and so moving. And they like greeted me with little signs and sang me little songs, and like it was just such a beautiful moment. Yeah. So that was awesome.
You know, it's really cool when real feelings happen every once in a while. They're few and far between, but then
I have too many real feelings. Well, that's the problem.
I'm gonna have to buy some off you.
Yeah. You can have some.
That's really fantastic.
What about Bella? Talk about Bella.
Well, we still have 3 minutes left.
No, I think Stella's story is more compelling.
We'll see about that. Okay. Patience,
it's
Iago.
It's a contest.
Yeah.
So, before we get to the end of all of this, which is not soon, I want to remind all of you dear listeners, please do leave comments and rate the show 5 stars or whatever on iTunes, because pizza. All right, Stella. Last thing, you have a husband, correct?
Yes, I'm married.
What's his name?
Sasha Radetsky.
Oh, I've heard of him. He used to be an ABT, correct?
Yes, he was in ABT for 19 years.
Oh, you beat him.
Huh?
You beat him. Yeah.
We met when I auditioned.
That's insane.
OMG. I was like, who is that hot, hot boy? He was a boy back then, and I was a girl.
Oh, that's so good. Like, stud.com. But that was, like, you know, 36, so before the internet.
Shut
I'm
up.
Just kidding. I love you.
It was before the internet.
Was it?
Yes! Really? It was before cell phones. It was before the internet.
Oh, my God.
I had
you guys,
an answering
like,
machine.
Each other and stuff?
Answering machine. OMG.
Can we just talk about how romantic answering machines were?
Yes.
Now they make me so uncomfortable.
Well, I don't listen to anything, ever.
Yeah.
Like, don't ever leave me a voicemail world, because I'm not going to listen to it.
I'm going to leave you one right now.
Don't do it. Don't. I don't want it. That's fantastic. And you guys were wed, correctly?
Yes.
When?
So we got together a couple years after I joined, and then 8 years after we were together, we got married. So we've been together
for
18
engagement.
Years.
That's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, a long courting period. That's so, like, before.
Well, we were just kind of be, like, life partners.
Yeah, LP.
And be all hippie about it. And then all of a sudden, we were in Montana, and he went down on one knee. And it was all, like, romance and tradition.
Toads.
And, yeah.
And then the feelings.
And then real feelings came.
Gosh.
Yeah. And then he pulled out a bottle of champagne that he had chilled in the river.
Nailed it.
Yeah,
he
nailed it.
Oh, my God.
So good.
So when can we expect the book on how to be a gentleman from Sasha Radetsky?
Seriously.
No, it's so true. I scored on the gentleman husband. Faux show.
I would read that. I need to learn a few steps in that book.
You can say that again. No, I'm just kidding.
So speaking of
husbands. You're quite the gent.
Yeah. I'm talking to Bella now. So you also were married recently to a gentleman.
Yes, I'm married to a great guy named Dan Shin, not a dancer, although he is something of a comedian. but yeah, James was one of my bridesmaids in the wedding. We got married in Sun Valley, Idaho, where I'm from. Beautiful,
gorgeous.
Hippie princess wedding. It was so fun.
It was
best day
such
ever.
A good party. We lived.
Yes,
and
we did.
The weather was gorgeous, and there were mountains. Do you know? Have you ever heard of mountains and trees?
Nature. Yeah, nature.
Well, from my dressing room here at the Met, I can see some trees. I have a window. and you can hear traffic, which is also really glamorous. So that.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a window, but yeah.
But we have each
we
other.
We have an awesome dressing room.
We look
it's
into each other's
me,
eyes.
And they're
Stella
the windows
and
to
Misty.
The soul.
Yeah, and we look into each other's windows to the soul. As he so eloquently put it.
Eloquent.
Eloquent. Not eloquent.
So you guys are in a dressing room. It's you two and Misty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what do you guys talk about? That
so
must be
fun.
Crazy.
Everything.
Like no, nothing is off limits
no.
kind of moment.
Oh, we talk about everything.
That's
of course.
So good.
It's so nice.
Does it just smell like apple cobbler
it's
and like
such
peaches
a good
and
vibe
stuff?
In there.
Of yes, it does. Course.
That's what I imagine a girl's dressing room smells like.
Apple
my dressing room
cobbler.
Smells like Danielle's feet. Daniil Simkin is a fellow principal at ABT, and he is my dressing room roommate, along with Corey Stearns, who I call Coco. So, that. So, also, side note, Bella and I have had nicknames for each other since I joined the company 4 years ago. And we call each other the same thing.
Which gets a little confusing.
But only for other people, not for us. And the nickname is Cindy. Yep, Cindy. So
why?
I'll say,
I really don't know what that derived from.
I think one day, literally, I was like, Cindy. I don't know.
Are you trying to call me basic?
No, that's a Megan.
Oh, God.
Megans are basic. Sorry if your name's Megan. You can write hate mail to Corey Stearns, 890 Broadway, third floor. So, yeah, we call each other Cindy, deal with it. And it can also be, like, conjugated and, you know, altered, what have you.
So is it a verb?
It's
really whatever you need it to be.
It's in place of actual language. So you
it's
can.
It's like Smurf.
What?
God.
What
seriously?
Oh, like the Smurfs?
Yes.
Why aren't they Smurfs?
I don't know, but seriously, you don't know how the Smurfs use the word Smurf for lots of different words. God,
I mean,
is there that much of a generation?
No,
gap?
I watched that show. I just was—I like didn't really care for it. I guess I didn't understand.
I liked Hefty.
Hefty? There was a Smurf named Hefty.
Yeah, because he liked to lift weights.
Oh,
he worked out. Yeah,
you were into that Smurf.
Totally, and He-Man.
And He-Man's it. I mean, that bob he has on. That wig is chic. Decidedly chic. So, we were just waxing poetic about Cindy. So let's get off that because that's mad.
Yes.
You joined in what?
I joined the studio company in 2005, and then I joined the corps de ballet, the corps de ballet, in...
the dead body of ballet.
In 2007, and still here.
So what was your trajectory like?
Yeah.
So, I guess I pretty quickly started doing some soloist parts.
What was your first
My
soloist?
First soloist part was, I think it was, actually it might have been...
She doesn't even remember.
And Everything Doesn't Happen at Once, which is a real mouthful to say. And I think so maybe my first soloist role was the pas de trois. I did the jumping girl in the Swan Lake pas de trois.
Uh-huh.
Which was a role that I had seen Stella do, and she rocked it out. Okay,
cool.
Do we need like a break, commercial break, right?
All right, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. A word from our sponsors, Puppy Chow. Welcome back to The Stage Right Side with James Whiteside. I'm here with Stella and Bella, the Ellas. So, we were just talking about, before Puppy Chow interrupted our conversation, what Bella's trajectory was, how she rose to the rank of principal dancer with ABT, which is, like, really, really hard to do, just FYI. So, what was your first principal role, and why, and how, and all that jazz?
So, my first principal role was the ballerina in The Bright Stream.
So for all of you who don't know, which is everybody, the Bright Stream is a ballet that Alexei Ratmansky did on the Bolshoi, correct? Or was it
a
joint production?
I think it was the
Bolshoi. No, okay. I don't know. I'm
sure.
Ignorant. Sorry. Deal with it. But it came here to ABT, and the ballerina is a role where?
It's set in Soviet Russia, communist Soviet, what have you. And it takes place in a farming community, and I play the ballerina who's made it in the big city, Moscow, I guess, and she comes back, and it's a really convoluted story, but anyways, you cross-dress as a man, which is pretty much the highlight. You have all this amazing dancing as a woman, and then in the second act, you get to be a man. Yeah. It's really fun.
It's cool.
And it's honestly one of the most fun ballets
Bella
ever.
Has, like, the biggest jump ever, and to watch her do a man solo was so killer. So awesome.
I wish I had seen it.
Definitely set my body back a little bit with that, that one. All the jumping, but it was fun.
And so that was your first.
So that was my first.
What? No, didn't you do Gomzati or something?
Oh no, my first one actually. Sorry, was Theme and Variations.
Oh, that's a doozy.
Oh my god. Okay, that is the hardest ballet ever. Yeah, and I performed it in Havana at the Karl Marx Theater.
I remember.
And with David Hallberg, and I have never been so nervous for anything in my life. But yeah, miraculously, it all went off smoothly, and
yeah. You were gorge.
I don't know.
I mean, can you explain?
Still have the T-shirt you gave me, Stel.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
You gave me a signed T-shirt for my debut.
Wait, what?
In Havana, even Sash. Gave
we
me
got it from the gift from
really
the lobby.
Cute.
Or something.
Yeah,
that's adorable.
I still have it.
Is it framed over your bed?
Yes.
Or is it on the ceiling so you can never? Sorry.
I try it on sometimes when I'm alone.
You belt
in
it?
In my apartment.
You belt it and wear your mother's heels?
Yeah.
I digress.
I wear your heels.
You don't fit in my heels. They're too small. I have smaller feet than Bella. Just kidding. That's crazy. So, you have a couple debuts this year, don't you?
I do.
Wax on, girl. Wax
on. So actually, yesterday I debuted in Sylvia, which was awesome.
Yay.
Yeah, apparently it was major. I didn't get to watch because I had rehearsal in the dungeon downstairs, but I heard it was absolutely fabulous. Go on, then.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I hadn't anticipated it being so enjoyable. I think because the structure is really different from the majority of the classical ballets that we do, like Sleeping Beauty and Don Q, and you have so many pas de deux and variations, and the flow in Sylvia is just a lot different, and it felt really, like, I don't know, refreshing somehow.
Yeah. Wait, so what's different about it?
Well, in the beginning, you don't have a traditional pas de deux at all. You basically do this insane solo that goes on and on and on. And then in the second act, you have this long seduction scene that you can have a lot of fun with. And then the third act is like you're a ballerina. Mm-hmm. And then you have the traditional, more traditional pas de deux and variation.
Yeah, but in this in Sylvia, you do the variations before the pas de deux,
yes,
correct?
Yes, which is so much better.
Yeah, it's ideal.
It's ideal.
Legs are fresher for the variation.
Yeah, and then you can just totally let go and be free in the pas de deux.
So what else? You got another one coming up?
So yeah, Luffy. I'll be debuting in Luffy along with Stella and James.
Yours.
And
oh, we've got a guest.
Coco's here.
Why are you guys
Coco's
not
here?
I like rush.
Coco, we're making a podcast.
We're recording right now. Say hello, Coco.
Hi.
Hi, he's not amused. We just need 5 more minutes, sorry. Do you mind? So you're going to have to cut all this out, Kimberly. Sorry. Here, I'll stop it.
Kimberly.
She's the one who edits, and she's the producer.
Oh, you have a producer.
Fancy pantsy. So, Bella, you have some more debuts coming up. What are they?
Oh, and then, the other debut is as Juliet with the stage right side, James Whiteside.
Amazing.
And, yeah, it's definitely, like, all-time dream role for me, so I cannot wait.
And you've done some nerdy preparation for that, correct? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I read the book, and then, the play. And I there's an acting coach that I've worked with in the past that I'll probably regroup with and just, you know,
get some tips.
Get some, yeah.
That's really
some
cool.
Work in.
Yeah, it's been really fun. We've been working with Kevin and Julie Kent, and they've been. Oh gosh, it's so popular here on the stage right side.
Hello. Oh no, you didn't. Sorry, I'm in. Yeah, Danielle's not here. No, just James. Okay, bye. She was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I called
her." Uh oh, I think Danielle's in trouble. In trubs. See, this is what can happen on the stage right side. You never know. You never know if
always
your phone's
gonna be on your toes. Oh.
What a great joke.
Never heard of it before.
Slap that on a t-shirt or like a glittery dance bag.
Or glittery dance belt.
Oh, yeah. Another one?
Do you have glitter on your dance belt?
Maybe no, but I want
that. Maybe in the dance belt.
Yes, in the dance belt. Also, you can send glitter dance belts to James Whiteside, American Ballet Theater at 890 Broadway, 3rd floor. Thank you. Glitter on the outside, please. I think we've talked about as much as I want to talk to you guys about right now, and we have to go to rehearsal. And so this
and
is
we
just,
need to eat lunch.
Oh, yeah. Also, we eat, people.
What are you going to eat, Bella?
Well, I don't know. What's on the menu? I was hoping, like, fried chicken, honestly.
Sounds so good.
We'll see.
I might be there.
Or a cheeseburger.
Some variety of pasta.
Did you guys have... So there's a cafeteria at the Metropolitan Opera House where we all go and sit and eat like we're at summer camp. And the other day they had this really delicious pasta with, like, all the cheese on it. And it was sort of pesto-y.
Yum.
And there was chicken. It was really good. So, just know that. Take solace. God. So, please follow these ladies on their social media accounts. Bella, go.
Isabella Boylston. At Isabella Boylston.
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
Yeah. I'm at Stella Abreredetsky.
Stella Abreredetsky.
Stella Abreredetsky.
And I am at James B. Whiteside on Instagram and Twitter. And Snapchat is James Bruce White. And Facebook, footapoopdo.com/James Bruce Whiteside. And
check out anything else you're forgetting here.
Check out
Tumblr,
my website,
Pinterest,
JamesWhiteside.org. I'm an organization. And buy tickets at abt.org for this Met season. We're all dancing like crazy.
Tickets.
You know, it's really ridiculous. You have to get into the theater. You can't just follow us on Instagram. You have to actually see us dance.
Get up and buy
and that
a
was
ticket.
A read.
You'll love it.
You'll love
and
it.
And they serve champagne at the intermission.
Yeah. Or bring your own. Bring a flask. But don't let them see. All right. This has been another episode of The Stage Right Side with me. And a huge thank you to Stella and Bella, the
Ellis. We didn't even get to talk about our vacation to the south of France. Maybe on a future episode, you'll hear about the Ellis in France.
We'll have to have them back to get all the tea. All right, until next time, this is James Whiteside and the Ellis, and we're out.
Love ya.
Bye.